The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on a Friday afternoon and the last day of July. Isn't that incredible? These are such strange times. With the whole COVID-19 thing and shutting down and stay at home and all of that stuff, in some ways it seems like time is crawling by. I mean, you know, all of this started, what, back in March? And it seems like that was an eternity ago, that things have been so abnormal, out of joint. And then in other ways, is it possible that we're at the end of July already? Just, these are strange times, and that's why I will continue to give you these two pieces of advice. Don't watch the news and keep your nose in the book. Keep your attention on God's word, God's promises, God's provision, God's sovereignty, God's grace. Keep your attention on God. Focus on God, His power, His strength, His might, His glory. Focus on others. A whole lot of people who need ministry right now. A whole lot of people that need to be encouraged. Find somebody to encourage, to help, to minister. And then just don't pay a whole lot of attention to the news, because you, honestly, seriously, you just have no idea who to believe and what to believe. Joy and I were just noting the unbelievable difference in two of our local TV stations last evening. We still watch a few minutes of the news. We don't watch the whole thing. I can't take it. I just can't. And again, that's coming from a news junkie. But one of the stations last night, it was all COVID, 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 COVID. We're all going to die. We're all going to get sick. COVID, 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 COVID. Like the first 10 minutes was all COVID. Was there anything important to report? No. Anything really different? No. Anything shocking? No, kind of the same stuff we've been getting every day. We've, as a state, we're doing pretty good. We've either plateaued or we're declining. We go up one day, we go down the next day. There's nothing really alarming in the state of Ohio. The positivity rate, which is probably the single most important thing, is really low. Although, okay, well, I'll come back to that. So that was one of the TV stations. Yesterday, the state of Ohio selected a new Speaker of the House, one of the most important and powerful political positions in the state. This is big news. It's big news. The former Speaker of the House was voted out because of probably the biggest political scandal in Ohio history. And yet one of the TV stations last night, it was probably 10 minutes of COVID. And then when it was all done, says, oh, yeah, they elected a new Speaker of the House. His name is Bob Cupp. And they just went on. The other station that we watched last night, the whole COVID thing was not until about 10 minutes. It was very minor. It was brief. Here are the statistics. Here's what happened today. The governor may ask for the Ohio Liquor Commission to cut off drinks at 10 o'clock. Here are the numbers. I think the second story or the first story was the Speaker of the House. It was in depth. They interviewed the new speaker. They gave background information, biographical information. They interviewed other people in the House of Representatives, Republicans and Democrats alike. In other words, they treated it with the importance that they should have. But that station that I have far, 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 far more respect and confidence in than the other, when they did finally get to the COVID-19 thing, they said, all right, here are the new figures from today and so forth. But the positivity rating is 6.7%. And I'm looking at it going, what? Where did you get that? Where did you get 6.7%? I looked it up yesterday. It was 4.6. That's a huge difference. So this morning, I thought, well, maybe I was wrong. I mean, you know, they got 6.7%, major TV station here in Columbus. And I looked. Every source I could. And the bizarre thing right now, I mean, this is really bizarre. From the Ohio Department of Health, As I continually say, probably the single most important statistic is the positivity rate of the test, because that tells us whether it's really spreading, whether it's really getting worse or not. The percentage of people tested that test positive, it needs to stay below 7. 6 is not too bad. 5 is much better. 4, that's really good. So anyway, this morning, I went to the Ohio Department of Health website and looked up the portion of the website that gives the positivity percentage. In the last report, was in June. This is now July 31st. It was in June. And I thought, what is wrong with this picture? So then I went to multiple other reliable and reputable sites that track COVID-19 positivity rates across the country and state by state and state, so forth. Probably the most reliable is the one from Johns Hopkins University, and they update it every single day. Positivity rate, 4.7. So anyway, I don't know how I got off on that tantrum. Back to what I was saying. Watch as little of the news as you possibly can. You'll be depressed. You'll be shocked. And you honestly have no idea whether there's any truth to it or not. And that is sad, tragic. It really is. But it's true. You just have no idea whether they're telling you the truth or not. So watch as little news as you can. Don't put your head in the sand. But the most important, keep your focus on God. Spend time in God's Word. Read, meditate, study, pray. Don't focus your attention on the circumstances or a pandemic or your job or your finances or even your health. Put your focus on the awesome God that we serve.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Want some good news? Well, first, let me give you the good news of Transworld Radio. Our campaign really officially ends today. And yesterday I mentioned it, I think just twice. We were $800 away from reaching the $10,000 plateau. Our goal was our goal was $7,800. We were at $9,200 yesterday. And I said, wouldn't it be great if we could have another $800? Well, I think because some of them were pledges, and I believe we are now over $10,000 by about $3. I believe. Now, this has not been confirmed from the folks at TWR, Transworld Radio, but I believe we are at $10,003, which is 200 radios. That is just absolutely incredible news. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your generosity. This is the very last time I'll give you the phone number and the information. I don't think I'll do it anytime during the program today. But one more time, if you want to be involved, the radios are $50 a piece. And they're the coolest thing. They'll work anywhere. They don't need batteries. They don't need electricity. They got a crank-up generator on the side. Anyway, I believe this isn't official, but I believe we're at $10,003. Here's the number. If you want to become involved, 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. And you can still give online. I believe today is the last day. But the banner, I believe, is still up at thewordcolumbus.com if you would like to give online. All right. So that is just absolutely incredible news. And what a wonderful thing when those folks in Africa get those radios. And 24 hours a day, they can listen to wonderful biblical teaching, programming. Most of your favorite Bible programs are broadcast on Transworld Radio. Of course, it's translated in the local language. But that's just so exciting. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you for your generosity. And then here's more good news. Headline, 6 states have just 1 abortion clinic left as the abortion industry is falling apart. Here's the story. The pro-choice movement in the United States is on the back foot. Abortion clinics are closing as states legislate protections for unborn children and their mothers that are bad for business. Some 25 abortion restrictions have been enacted in more than a dozen states just in the last year, and 6 states have only 1 remaining clinic. at least 16 cases that would limit access to legal abortion remain in lower courts. Now, most of you are pretty savvy on the different ways to approach the abortion issue. There are two primary. One is just to abolish it. Overturning Roe v. Wade would be a step in the right direction. That would not abolish abortion. It would simply send it back to the individual states. Most people believe that if Roe versus Wade was overturned immediately, abortion would become illegal in America. That's not true at all. It would send it back to the individual states to determine. Then there's the heartbeat bill. Several states around the country, including Ohio, have passed legislation that says the minute, the day, the hour that a heartbeat can be detected in an unborn baby, you cannot abort that child. Now, those laws are on the books in several states, including the state of Ohio. None of them, however, have been enacted, because in every case, a federal judge has issued an injunction to keep it from coming into force. And eventually, all of those heartbeat bills across America are going to end up at the steps of the Supreme Court. That was the plan. I don't think anybody who fought for the heartbeat bills, whether in Ohio or any of the other states, I don't think anybody honestly believed that the law would actually go into effect. We all knew that justices, the opponents, would be able to find a federal judge that would issue an injunction, and that has come about. So we don't know when that's going to happen, but it will happen probably pretty soon. The other tactic, however, is to little by little, incrementally, put a squeeze on abortion. Pass this bill that makes it a little harder. This bill that makes it a little harder. This piece of legislation that makes it a little harder. In other words, incrementally reduce the number of abortions. And I think it's sad that pro-life people have battled over the two strategies: abolish it completely or incrementally try to reduce the number of abortions. We need to do both. And right now, the incremental portion or approach has saved a lot of babies. The other approach has not yet, but we pray that it will. But good news, abortion clinics are closing.